In her novels, Wisconsin author Jane Hamilton shares the Midwest with the world. Her breakthrough, The Book of Ruth, and her follow-up, Map of the World, both made Oprah's book list and were adapted to screenplays.
She has a new book out this week, written in her farmhouse on a Wisconsin apple orchard. The Phoebe Variations follows a teenage girl through a rocky transition to adulthood in Illinois and Wisconsin.
Jane Hamilton is with us now for a look at the Phoebe Variations and her writing career here in Wisconsin. Jane, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I would like you to start, if you would, by introducing us to Phoebe, and maybe Phoebe's plural, because we have, you know, Phoebe in her teen, graduating high school years, but also Phoebe looking back decades later on the events in the book.
Yes, that's true. Phoebe is, when the book opens, is almost 18. She has recently had a shattering experience encountering her birth family. She's been adopted. She lives in a suburb not unlike Oak Park, Illinois, where I happen to have grown up in the 1970s. And this encounter with her birth family propels her to run away from her mother and to hide in the basement of a household that has 14 children. As many households did in those days in Oak Park, Illinois in the 70s, and 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 children. And Phoebe is looking back at an episode right before her high school graduation and afterwards, which ended up defining her life.
Another thing that strikes me is the moms in the book.
Yes.
Phoebe's birth mom, her adoptive mom, the mom of that 14-family household, and eventually, I hope you don't mind a spoiler, eventually Phoebe herself. And the questions about, you know, as a parent, what we get wrong as a kid, how we evaluate how our parents did, whether we forgive what they did. There's so many different angles on that. Run with that wherever you want to go, Jane.
Well, I was really interested in the mothers of that time because, as I said, so many of them had so many children, and yet it was the 70s, so probably some of them had read the feminist mystique. Probably some of them wondered, wait, why did I have 11 children? Probably some of them had decided to take matters into their own hands and take the birth control pill. Some of them did go back to work. So I think that although those tensions still exist now, and there's this, you know, the trad wife movement and all of that, I think that that there probably was a lot of tension in the psyches of those mothers of the 1970s. And I was interested in exploring that. And I realized the other day that I'm also exploring the fathers of that time, because there is a secret drinking society in this town that is not unlike Oak Park, Illinois. And it's where the fathers, the men, can escape without having any women around. So there's that too. But I just, you know, I still think, how did those mothers wake up every morning and think, okay, 12 people to feed for breakfast, gotta make the lunches, where are the permission slips, did everybody do their spelling homework? I mean, how did, you know, really, how did they cope?
I want to bring Wisconsin into this. That's what we focus on a lot here on the show. And Wisconsin, Phoebe, her birth family is in the Driftless area. Her best friend, there's a promised getaway at a summer place in Wisconsin. There is eventually an escape to a family's farmland in Wisconsin. Talk a little bit about Wisconsin, please, as a setting.
Why wouldn't you set your novel in Wisconsin? I'm going to be talking later today with Liam Callahan, who wrote When in Rome and a book about Paris. So he has always had to go to Rome and Paris. Where did I have to go and be to write this book? In Wisconsin, of course. Luna has a summer place in Lake Geneva, which is called Lilac Hill. And I don't know if you have ever walked around Lake Geneva. I have. It's 22 miles and a little bit more if you get lost in the golf course. But those houses, many of them are just remarkable, and long lawns down to the lakefront and lilacs and peonies. Anyway, I loved Luna having that very beautiful, special place that is dear to Phoebe's heart too. And then the family of 14 children has a farmhouse in near Viroqua. And there actually is a town in Wisconsin called Romance, which I mention in the novel. And I love that. And the farm is beautiful and run down, and the house is a shack with drywall falling apart and carpet squares. Wisconsin is a rich state for narrative possibilities, for sure.
We're talking to Wisconsin author Jane Hamilton about her writing career and her new novel, The Phoebe Variations. Jane, fans of yours have been waiting, I think, eagerly for a novel. It's been a spell since the last one. And you've talked elsewhere about there was some push and pull with publishers over this. People might think, hey, map of the world author, they're going to take what she gives them and likes it. What went on during the process of writing this book, working with publishers, and then ultimately going with an independent publisher?
Well, I'm very grateful for my publishers through the years who have saved me from myself. And I was writing iteration after iteration of this book. And my agent then at the time kept saying, nope, nope, nope. And as painful as that failure was, I just kept thinking, if I can't make a book work that's about a girl who runs away and hides out in a basement of 14 children, 12 of whom are boys, and she has three significant experiences with three different, she's in the land of men, then really I need to find another career path because that's just got so many possibilities. But I couldn't see through to the end, really. And I kept taking her to New York City and other places. And really, she just had to be in Wisconsin. That was the answer. She had to click her ruby slippers and end up in Wisconsin. And so I had to, you know, keep the focus tight. And it took me a long time for the friendship of Luna to come into focus. So the publishers kept saying, no, no, no. And then my agent, who, again, I'm very grateful to her at the time, she said, Jane, I cannot read this book one more time. And, you know, that's fair. She'd read it probably 10 times. But in answer to your question, really, just because I wrote a book that sold a lot of copies doesn't mean that they'll publish just anything you hand in. And it's very painful to me to look at the stacks of boxes in my study that are the printed out copies of those failures, because, you know, I can't really look at them, but I think there's some good writing in there. And also some of the plots were very amusing to write, and I enjoyed them. And I always enjoyed being with Phoebe. She was always a pleasure to be with. So it just sometimes takes a long time for the thing to take its proper shape.
You used the word failures at least twice there. Are you being a little hard on yourself? Were they just, you know, steps along the path? Maybe Luna would say, hey, these are steps along the path to the true outcome, or something like that, your character.
Okay, well, you could call it what you want, but they were novels that did not work.
Finally, you're known, Jane, in part for living at and writing from your Wisconsin orchard. What is it about your home that makes it a special setting for you to create in?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I don't have to commute to work. I look out to the orchard where people are toiling, and sometimes I toil there too. And I'm just so grateful to have a connection to the natural world that's easily accessible. And I can eat a really good apple every single day of my life.
Jane, thanks so much for sharing your new book with us.
Thank you for having me again. It's been a pleasure.
Jane Hamilton is a critically acclaimed author of a lot of best-selling books, who lives and writes in an orchard farmhouse in Wisconsin. She was with us to share the story of her newest novel. It's The Phoebe Variations.